Welcome to 10 Minutes with the King, where it is our purpose to help our listeners enter into God's throne room and to experience that precious intimate time of fellowship by exalting our Lord and Savior. 10 Minutes with the King is brought to you by Koinonia Bible Training Center. It is a 30-minute broadcast where we are encouraging our listeners to spend at least 10 minutes daily with the Lord before you begin your day. Your DJ this morning is Pastor Nancy. Glory to God. So be blessed as you enter into worship with me on this awesome Tuesday morning. Glory to God. We have another opportunity to tell the Lord that we love Him, to raise His name up in exaltation. Glory to God.
With arms open wide here in this house, there is a blessing. Here in this house, He's given a song.
Here in this house.
letting us know in this house there's healing. Hallelujah. There's mercy and grace. Hallelujah. There's healing in this house. There's deliverance in this house. God is a merciful God. He's a God of grace. Hallelujah. We are saved. Hallelujah. By grace, by faith. It is a gift of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. His grace saves us. Our faith receives his mercy and grace. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to read Psalms 146 through 12. It says, I said to the Lord, you are my God. Listen, O Lord, to my cries for mercy. O sovereign Lord, my strong Savior, you protected me on the day of battle. Lord, you do not give in to their evil. Lord, do not give in to their evil desires. Do not let their evil schemes succeed, O Lord. Well, he will never do that. Let my enemies be destroyed by the very evil they have planned for me. I always tell people, you trying to put a curse on me, you better watch out because that thing's going to boomerang right back to you. Let burning coals fall down on their heads or throw them into the fire or into deep pits from which they can't escape. Don't let liars prosper here in our land. Oh, honey, we need to pray that a lot and seriously that all these lies that are going forth right now in our land will not prosper. Cause disaster to fall with great force on the violent. But I know the Lord will surely help those they persecute. He will maintain the rights of the poor. Surely the godly are praising your name, for they will live in your presence. Glory to God. Those of us who know the Lord, we live in his presence. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Ooh, hallelujah. That ought to wake you up and get you excited. Hallelujah. So we're going to kick it off because this is a day of fighting for our freedom in the spirit. Jesus to the rescue. Oh, we've got an arsenal. We just need to learn how to use it. Tierney Smith, Jesus to the rescue.
Standing on the tightrope of compromise, be careful. Long way down, reaching out to hold the best of both sides makes the middle shaky ground. Juggling the truth and the lies in your mind, balancing the pros and cons. How long is it going to take till you find all of your strength is gone? Then it's Jesus to the rescue. Who to love most, that will break your heart in two. Choose the only one that can end the struggle. He will take your fears away. See, his hand is reaching out to hold you. He will rescue you today. Jesus to the rescue.
Do
prayer this morning, oh hallelujah, after we read scriptures, is we have enemies, though we are peacemakers. We have haters, though we are lovers. We hear the lies, though we speak truth. You, Lord, are the rescuer of our souls. You and the Father are one. Your word says that. And you abide in us, the true believers. Hallelujah. Your will is our will. Glory to God. That's my prayer for this morning. Hallelujah. We're doing spiritual warfare. Hallelujah. Freedom's never free. Hallelujah. There's always a cost when you get into battle. Hallelujah. This is Phillips, Craig, and Dean telling us freedom's never free. Hallelujah. We know that. Hallelujah. If you want something, you got to either work for it, fight for it, plan for it. Hallelujah. Execute it. It's going to take some effort on your part. So we want freedom in the Lord. Guess what? We got a spiritual enemy out there, and he's going to fight, and we need to fight back.
Crosses without number line the fields of peace, and each one a silent witness staring back at me. And every cross a story of another place and time, where young men thought it worthy to give their life for mine. And for the sake of honor, left their dreams behind. For the price they pay, I'm forever in their debt. Their memory will not die, 'cause I will not forget. I will stand and hold my head up high. I will dedicate my life to the glory of the ones who had to die. I will live, live what I believe. If I'm no one else but me, to remember the freedom's never free. On another hillside, just outside the city gates, the battle lines were drawn as soldiers took their place. The Father watched in silence as a cross was raised. The freedom drawn closer, he took his final breath. He drank a cup of guilt and took the sting from death. Heaven's finest soldier clothed in human flesh. For the price he paid, I'm forever in his debt. The cross will never die, 'cause I will not forget. I will stand and hold my head up high. I will dedicate my life to the glory of the one who had to die. For no one else but me, to remember freedom's never free. I will walk free, I will stay free, I will live free. Dedicate my life to the glory of the one who had to.
That's why we need to respect our first responders, our military, you know, and nothing's perfect. I don't care. You can go anywhere in this world. There's going to be issues. There's going to be problems. There's racial problems all over the world. It always has been. This is not unique to the United States, like the devil tries to convince people. You know, freedom's never free. Everybody has had to fight at one point in time for their freedom. Right now, you may have been born in freedom, but you see the enemy's trying to take that freedom away. So there's a fight. If you want to keep a free life, you better pay attention to the tricks of the enemy, because he's got a bag full of them. Glory to God. And as you draw close to God, you'll become wiser to the trick of the enemy. He is slick, slick, slick. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to go to Ron Canole. Hallelujah. The battle is the Lord. Listen, you don't fight the battles. The Lord fights the battles for you. Get your hand out of it, because all you're going to do is mess it up. You think you know what is the best thing to do. But that's how the enemy takes a lot of people down, because they think, oh, I got this. I see what needs to be done. But see, you don't know what's in his arsenal, and you don't know how he knows how to use your own weapons against you. So it takes the knowledge, power, and anointing of the Holy Spirit to fight the battle for you. The Lord says, I will fight your battle. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. He says, trust in him. Don't lean to your own understanding. Just trust in me. I will put your feet in a broad place. Glory to God. He says, keep my commandments, and it will be well with you. Hallelujah. God is good. The Lord, the battle is the Lord's. Ron Canole.
Bye. when troubles come. He's given me a song to sing.
Yes, yes, yes. I'm so glad he's given me a song to sing when trouble comes. Hallelujah. I don't rely on my abilities. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I rely on the Lord. Yes, he's given us gifts and talents, and he shows us how to use it. But there's a time when we need to say, Lord, I need your strength. I just need to take a ride on this one. Thank you, Jesus. Keep your hands off the steering wheel and let the master do the driving. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I had a vision years ago where the Lord kept telling me, yes, you give me the reins to guide this horse and buggy, but you keep taking the reins back. Hallelujah. You say you're giving it to the Lord and you take the reins back. And then you wonder why you're having problems. I gave it to the Lord. Yeah, but you don't leave it with the Lord. This is your problem. Leave it with the Lord. So we're going to say goodbye this morning. Hallelujah. Know that we love you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We love the Lord, first of all. And because we love the Lord, we can love you. We can love our enemies because of the Lord's love that resides in us. Hallelujah. This is Pastor Nancy saying have a blessed and wonderful Tuesday. I will catch you tomorrow morning. Love you. Love you.
I could fill 10,000 pages with the praises of my heart. Thoughts and phrases flood my mind as I reminisce. But each word will have to wait in line as I tell you this. I simply love you. I love you. What more can